Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In this episode, we're going to go over some of the best apps you can track and monitor your credit scores on this device right here.
Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? So, the main reason I'm making this episode is because I have a lot of our clients at Sturgis Credit Repair who reach out on a daily basis, pretty much stating that they've seen an update on one app and then they compared it to a different app on their cell phone and it's not matching. They're giving two completely different scores. What is the correct app to use? What app doesn't have the right information? And there just seems to be a lot of misunderstandings when it comes to checking your credit scores on your smartphone or on your computer at home. So let me first start off by explaining there is no such thing as a real singular credit score, right? There's no such thing as an app that's going to show you exactly what your credit score is going to be, you know, just looking at that one app, and then that app or that score on that app is going to be the same exact score whenever you go and apply for a mortgage or an auto loan or whatever the case is. That's because there are different versions of credit scores. So believe it or not, you know, when banks or lenders pull your credit and they do what you call a soft inquiry or soft pull, they may use a Vantage scoring system, which you may see on a lot of these credit monitoring apps. They use a Vantage 3.0 scoring system. If you look at the score, it should say which scoring system is calculating these scores. And a lot of times on these free cell phone apps, it is going to use Vantage 3.0, which is the most recent scoring model of the Vantage scoring system. Now, when you switch over to actually applying for credit and a hard inquiry is added to your credit report, then that is more likely used by a FICO scoring system. And there's many versions of FICO. So you can go to a mortgage lender. They may use FICO versions 2, 4, whatever. And then you can go to a auto dealer. They may use FICO 8, FICO 9, FICO 10. You apply for a credit card, most likely it's going to be FICO 8. Okay. You also have three different credit bureaus. So there's different information reporting to, you know, different credit bureaus. Some accounts on your credit may only report to Equifax. Some accounts report to all three bureaus. Some accounts may only report to Experian and TransUnion. So who knows, right? So every bureau gives a different credit score because there's different information that it's, you know, judging your credit history off of, which means you're going to have a different credit score per bureau. And then when you apply for financing, different lenders pull from different credit bureaus. So you may go out and apply for a vehicle and this lender may pull your Equifax. You may apply for a credit card. This lender may pull from your Experian. So it's going to be a different score no matter what you do. And you should never focus on any app to just, you know, base it off of that specific score that this single app is displaying. Now, later in this episode, I am going to share with you one of the best apps you can use to track all your scores based on the different models. But I just wanted to throw that out there because even by tracking that, you know, there's a chance that you still may not even know what your real score is going to be based on what this lender is going to pull, because we don't know what system they're going to use. We don't know which bureau they're going to use. So just hear me out here. Now, when you go to the app store on your cell phone here, there are so many different apps. And I mean, there's probably over 20 of them that you can download and use to track and monitor your credit score. So let me first start off by saying, I'm going to break this video down, or this episode down, in two different things you need to pay attention to. Number one, how you monitor your credit scores. You know, this is going to be very important, because this alerts you when someone runs your credit, when a new account is open, when a new account is, or a older account is closed. You know, if something suspicious is on your credit, it's going to alert you. So the best app that I recommend people to use for this, just to monitor your credit, is Credit Karma. Yes, believe it or not, as much as people hate Credit Karma, just due to, oh, it's not your real score, you know, this goes back to not understanding there's different versions of credit score. So there's a big myth out there in the world that people are like, oh, don't download Credit Karma because it's not your real credit score. No, those are real credit scores. You know, they're just based on a Vantage scoring system, Vantage 3.0 to be specific. And a lot of lenders may not use Vantage 3.0. However, there are some that may do a soft pull on your credit, which uses a Vantage 3.0 scoring system. Who knows? So Credit Karma, I like them. They're one of the most popular apps out there when it comes to tracking your credit. You don't pay attention to the scores on those, because when you go and actually apply for financing, or, you know, to borrow money, yes, a lender will do a hard pull, which uses a FICO scoring system. So it is correct that those scores that you see on Credit Karma will not be the real scores that your lender will pull. However, just using Credit Karma to track your weekly updates is one of the best apps, because one, it updates weekly. That's a good thing. And it's almost instant. You know, as much money as Credit Karma has to, you know, invest into their app, you know, they're just always going to be the number one app on your phone to download when it comes to tracking your credit scores. So if somebody runs your credit, Credit Karma is one of the first apps to alert you. If a new account is opening your name, Credit Karma is one of the first apps to alert you. If something is deleted off of your credit, they're one of the first apps to alert you. Now, Credit Karma only uses or only provide you data on two bureaus, and that is Equifax and TransUnion. They do not display Experian for some crazy reason. Now, a lot of people may argue, okay, well, why is this recommended as a good app to use if they don't show me all three credit scores? Now, one of the issues when it comes to tracking your credit scores, there's not many free apps that are going to display all three credit scores. There's going to be some type of pay feature to where you have to pay a monthly fee, and it's going to show you all three scores. There's so many apps out there. Even Capital One has their own built-in app, the CreditWise app. Wells Fargo Bank, they have their own credit monitoring system built into their banking site. Every bank out there has some type of credit monitoring thing built into their app when it comes to your checking account and savings account. But even though they only display one credit score, CreditWise gets their data from TransUnion, you know. So and they're also a Vantage scoring system. So the score you see on CreditWise is the same TransUnion score that you see on Credit Karma. And I would prefer to have Credit Karma because it shows you information, or it tracks your information on TransUnion and Equifax. Now, if you did want to view data on your Experian credit profile, then you would just download the Experian app. And that's what I did on my phone. I have Credit Karma to just track alerts on my Equifax and TransUnion. And then I have the Experian app, which is separate. And it is silly to have two different apps here to check three credit scores. But the Experian app shows me information on my Experian credit report. Now, just judging based off those two apps, I highly like Credit Karma way more than the Experian app, because I find the Experian app just kind of updates a little slower, in my opinion. It doesn't give updates as often as Credit Karma. And it's probably because there's two credit bureaus on Credit Karma versus one bureau on Experian that is under the free account. If you pay Experian a fee, then they display all three scores and different score types. So again, I'm just generally speaking on the free versions here. So, you know, for example, Credit Karma will show more because you're getting data alerts from two different credit bureaus opposed to one with Experian. So that's something to keep in mind. So if you're more focused on the most important part about tracking your credit history, which is staying up to date with your credit score or knowing what your real credit scores are, the closest way you can get to that is by downloading the My FICO app. But those of you who are on your phone all day long scrolling through Facebook, go join the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook group. In this group, we post daily credit education. The free version only offers you your FICO 8 on one bureau. I forgot which bureau it is. But again, it is only on one bureau that they offer FICO 8. Now, even when you look at that FICO score, FICO Model 8, under that one bureau, when you download the free My FICO app, that score will still not be the correct score a lender may pull. FICO 8, again, is mainly used from credit card companies, maybe personal loan companies, who knows. A auto dealer may not use that score. A mortgage lender will not use that score. So FICO 8, you know, is just, again, a free offer that that app uses. Now, if you wanted to see your real score based on the type of account you apply for, let's just say you want to view your credit scores for what a mortgage lender will pull. You know, I think that's FICO version 2, 4, and 6. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's 2, 4, and 6. That's the models of it. And each model calculates your score differently. I think it's silly. There should just be one credit score for everything. But either way, your credit scores are calculated differently based on what you're applying for. And if you pay My FICO, I think it's $40 a month. It is expensive. They kind of break down your credit scores based on a score type. Account type, my bad. So if you want to look at what your credit scores will be, if a mortgage lender pulls it, you know, you can go to your mortgage score. You want to see it with an auto dealer or auto lender will pull, you can go to your auto credit score, so on and so on. They show you all credit score types and all three bureaus if, you know, you pay for it. Like I said, the free version only shows FICO 8 for one bureau. I think it's your Equifax that it does it for. And then if you pay the $39 to $40 a month, they show you all three credit scores and your credit scores based on your type of account that you're applying for. So I don't really care for the My FICO app as far as, you know, to monitor my credit scores, because you know, they don't give, you know, alerts as fast as Credit Karma, if that makes sense. They're a good app to know what to expect, you know, as far as where your credit scores will be based on a specific lender that you're trying to run your credit through. I may use it for that. But as far as a everyday situation, getting alerts about my credit, I just prefer to use Credit Karma. And the reason Credit Karma is a free app is because, you know, they're basically a affiliate marketing app at the end of the day. You log in, you set up your free account, and they give you all of these offers, and they're giving you all of these alerts, what you can be approved for, what you can apply for. And anytime you apply for that specific product, that creditor pays Credit Karma a commission, you know? So that's why a lot of times Credit Karma is offering you money to apply for something or to get approved for something, because they're getting paid for every little thing that you click. But that's a story for a different episode. But yeah, guys, if you're wondering what is the best app to use to track and monitor your credit scores, as far as your credit score goes, use the My FICO app. That is going to be the most accurate app. And preparing you to not have any crazy surprises when it comes to running your credit with a specific lender. But if you just want to monitor your credit, you know, for free, one of the best apps to use, in my opinion, is Credit Karma. And I know they have CreditWise, they have Credit Sesame. There's something else on here, I forgot the name of it, but there's so many different apps that you can use on your phone. But like I said, as far as to monitor it, Credit Karma, looking at your most accurate scores, MyFICO. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S, creditrepair.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.